Have you ever wondered, am I more than my mental health diagnosis? Am I meant for more than being a mom? Do you desire a space to talk about that messy middle and the dreams for your future? A space where it's okay to fill up your cup first, where talking about anxiety and depression is just as natural as talking about the weather. If any of this resonates with you, I invite you here to the Chasing Courage community, a podcast that originally started in 2020 in the midst of the pandemic to help me navigate my own anxiety and depression, as well as my personal growth journey. I'm Courtney. I'm a wife, a mom to one with one on the way, and I've got big goals and aspirations. Goals that motherhood or mental illness are not going to be my excuse, but rather the reason that I am able to achieve all of these things on my heart. If you're ready to do the same, let's go chase courage together. Time management. It's one of those foundational things that a lot of us know that we need, right? In all areas of our life, our home life, our work life, our business life. But for some reason, it's a big struggle for most people, including myself. It's like a constantly evolving, it reminds me of one of those doors that are in some really big like business buildings or like really nice malls where the door spins and you just continue to go and go. It's like ever evolving, ever changing the way that we need to figure out how to manage our time and manage our lives. And the thing too is that it changes with seasons of life, right? Say, for example, in a business that you're building, if you're like in launch or launching something, the way that you manage your time for those couple weeks is going to look different than when you aren't in launch. Or let's say you're a mom and your kids are highly involved in spring sports, but not in winter sports. The way that you manage your time is going to look different in the spring versus the winter. I had this epiphany last night. It literally woke me up out of my sleep because I couldn't sleep because I was trying to think about how I want to navigate the changes in my time that are going to be coming in the next couple months as I welcome our second child into our home. And not necessarily what my time will look like then, because I'm going to be very laid back and give myself a lot of grace on just focusing on myself and the baby for those first couple months. But my thought was more surrounding how do I take advantage of these next 3 months, April, May, and June of 2023, before I bring a second child into our home and into my life. And my thought was, and it kind of stemmed from, I heard this concept by Ed Milet back in 2020. And it was that he was focusing on structuring his days like mini days, I think is what he called them. So this tip right here is not my own, but his. But then I had an idea that stemmed from that that seems like it will work really, really well for my life going forward, and hopefully it will for you. So first, let me outline Ed Milet's concept. Was he treats every day like three mini days. So what he does is three increments of 6 hours. Now, I do believe that Ed Milet is a father, but I also believe, if that is correct, that his children are older. So essentially what he does is the first 6 hours of his day is mini day number one. The next 6 hours is mini day number two. And then the last 6 hours is mini day number three. Now, that doesn't work for me in my life. And while that very well could look, I'm sorry, for work well for him, and it might for you too, depending on, you know, are you single? Are you married? Do you have kids? Do you not have kids? Etc. And what that then looks like is, right, there's 24 hours in a day, and he has three mini days, so 18. So he is then allowing himself, I believe that's then 6 hours, just 6 hours of sleep. That's my first problem with it. I am definitely an 8 hour of sleep type of girl. But so that's how his is structured. It's four 6 hour mini days, right? He sleeps for one of the four and then he has the other 6 hours. So my thought last night that I came up with was, what if I treat my day like a football game? So I'm going to go ahead and take the 24 hours in a day minus the 8 hours of sleep that I want to get. And most of the time I do get that. granted, you know, maybe some nights it's 7 and sometimes it's 8.5, but in general, it is about 8. Now, again, for those of you who are moms who have little ones, you know that particularly in the first couple years, that cannot always be guaranteed. So again, this is why this is going to be my focus for the next couple months, not necessarily come the summer, where I'll be in a little bit more of survival mode. So if we take 24 hours in a day minus 8 hours of sleep, that leaves us with 16 hours. So what I'm doing then, or what I would like to do, is structure my day like a football game with 4 quarters and a halftime. And my thought surrounding this, and I debated if I should share this with you guys on the episode after I've like tested it out for a couple weeks, or if I'm like, no, like let me share it with you in real time and then I'm just gonna see how it goes. And for the most part, I feel like I've maybe structured my day in three segments, but not 4. Previous me and or current me would structure my day as the morning when, you know, I'm maybe doing stuff for myself or the family, getting my son off to preschool. That's part one. Part two then is the work day. And then part three is the evening routine, family time. And then again, back to sleep. What I think will be super helpful is if I'm much more focused on, again, that morning time is part one, or if we use this football analogy, quarter one. So that is from the moment that I wake up until the moment that I drop my son off at his preschool. For the most part, this looks for me like between 5:30 to 8:30 a.m. So that's quarter one. The biggest thing for me that is I'm going to try to challenge myself with is to spend more time on myself in not sleeping, because a lot of times I'll sleep into that space, but there's no reason. I mean, yes, I'm pregnant, but there's no reason that I need much more sleep than 8.5 hours, waking up around 5:30 in the morning. So not losing any of the first quarter by sleeping and not devoting the entire first quarter to my son's needs and wants. So for example, this could look like, do I pack my son's lunch in the morning during quarter one, or do I do that in the evening during quarter four of the day? So first part of the day is 5:30 to 8:30. Then quarter two would be the first part of my work day. So rather than treating my work day as one large chunk, which is what I have been doing, and I've been working from home now for myself for a full year, and I essentially just treat my work day like one large chunk of time. Granted, I do time blocking and such in my calendar. So it's not just like, oh, I'm going to sit down to work and I don't know what I'm doing. It's very much gotten chiseled down to like in the afternoons, I work on client work. In the mornings, I work on my work, that sort of thing. But what I want to do is be much more specific. In the first couple hours of my workday, the first 3 hours are that's a quarter, that's one time. So let's say, for example, that I get sidetracked during quarter one and I do dishes and maybe put in and take out a load of laundry during that time. And then maybe I get sidetracked and start decluttering or reorganizing my office in quarter one. And I'm like, well, I didn't really actually get work done in quarter one. So then that allows me to go and reevaluate or recoup during halftime, which essentially we could think of as the lunch hour. The other thing that can be helpful is I don't a lot of the time give myself a halftime. I don't give myself a lunch break. I just continue to go or to continue to work. And what then happens is in the afternoon, I'm burnt out and I'm tired and I'm exhausted because I didn't give myself a break. Whether it be 20 minutes or a full hour, for the most part, it just doesn't exist. But so then what happens is that will bite me in the butt in the afternoon, especially lately when I've been pregnant, that then turns into nap time because I didn't take a break. So what if I literally just allowed myself like, hey, if what you need during halftime is an hour nap, then take an hour nap during halftime, like literally having that be a part of your schedule. And also a place where if quarter one quarter two, which is the first part of your workday, doesn't go that well, you use half time to reevaluate, recharge, restructure what the next quarter is going to look like. Like so many times, and this is so hysterical that I'm using this analogy because I am the most unathletic person that you might ever meet. However, I really do enjoy sports. This whole concept of just using my day as a football game is hysterical. But so when you're watching a football game or, you know, basketball game, any game where there is a halftime, you know, the team that was maybe losing in the first half, you know, what do? Do they switch up their defensive strategy? Did they get a really good motivational speech from the coach during halftime? Maybe that could look like filling yourself up with listening to a motivational podcast or reading a book that's going to fill you up during your halftime. And then you're ready to tackle and kick butt the second part of your workday where you didn't really actually step up to the plate as you thought you would in the first part of your workday. So then quarter three becomes your afternoon at work. And again, you could continue doing what, you know, if it's working and you're winning in the first part of your day, then you don't need to take or make any adjustments during halftime. But it's still important to take the halftime. When have you ever watched a football game, a basketball game, where they just skip through halftime? They don't. There's a reason for that break. There's a reason for that reevaluation. There's a reason for that recharge. And then for me, particularly between the hours of, again, 5:30 to 8:30, but PM versus AM, that is then again, family time, me time, wind down, evening routine type of stuff. Specifically too, in my brain, I don't know if it's just like my type A, but I love the idea that like 5:30 to 8:30 AM is quarter one, and then 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. is my last quarter of the day. It's just like makes the two bookends of my day very like synchronized and similar. It just makes so much sense for my brain. And then the rest of my day is in that middle, split in the middle with a 1 hour halftime. And I think too, like I said, like I mentioned a little bit ago earlier in the episode, is we can make time to play with what takes place during each halftime. For me, it is much more beneficial because I have done both for me to do things such as pack my son's lunch the night before rather than in the morning. So ideally, I know that if during the fourth quarter of my day, we have done that, say immediately after dinner, that makes an easier first quarter for me in the morning. Another thing that I mentioned I want and need to do is pour more into myself during quarter one. So even while my son is home, but ideally while he is still sleeping, that is when I am doing things like getting a workout in if I need to, doing some journaling or some meditation if I want to. Because a lot of times what will happen is I allow the first quarter of my day to be either A, sleeping, or B, all about my child. And then I'm like, oh, but I still want to pour into myself. I still want to fill up my cup. So then the first part of my workday becomes, okay, let's do a journal entry. Let's do a meditation. You know, let's stretch for 10 minutes. And then now I've cut into hours that I needed. Not that you're not being productive, but where I needed to be productive for work-specific task, and I was not. So this is something that I'm going to implement and try, and I'm super excited about it. To me, in my mind, it makes so much incredible sense, and I love the idea of literally in my calendar putting a 1 hour lunch break. And I think that even just the reframe for me, I'm literally gonna put it in my calendar as halftime and not lunch break, because in my mind, from working in corporate for even just 10 years, my mind has this connotation around lunch break where it was either like you leave the office or you work through your lunch, and like just the whole concept of what lunch break is, I'm not here for it, and maybe that's why I skip it all the time. So I'm going to have this halftime. If I want to sleep during halftime, if I want to read during halftime, if I want to go out to get lunch during halftime, I do those things, and there is a whole hour allotted for that. And then also love the idea of my workday being broken up into two different segments. So if the first part of the workday doesn't go according to plan, your entire day wasn't shit. You still have chance to pick it up and do better in the next quarter. So I would love to know if you found this helpful, if you found this interesting, if you structure your day similar to this, maybe similar to Ed Milette with the mini days, or if you're like, I've never thought about any of this and this is blowing my mind. I would just absolutely love to know. And especially if you're going to try to tackle this football game structure with me, that way we can hold each other accountable and support each other through it. Now for some gratitude and a little disclaimer. Y'all know I am a lot of things, a business owner, a wife, a mother, but I am not a licensed therapist or counselor. So please take any conversations that may have been had on today's episode surrounding mental health as just that, a conversation and my own experience or the experiences of my guest. If you found anything valuable or resonated with something in today's topic, please share the episode to your Instagram or social media stories. And as always, I am so incredibly thankful that you are here, and I'll be back next week, same time, same place.